No more working like dogs. No more leash. No more boss. I got a weekend full of nothing to do at all. Yeehaw.
Heaven and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot of Democrats still stunned by the performance of President Biden during last night's debate, even though Donald Trump repeated numerous falsehoods during the contest. ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says Joe Biden's stumbling and raspy voice left voters wondering about his stamina.
He needed a win. Instead, he had a performance that has top Democrats questioning whether Joe Biden has what it takes to beat Donald Trump. One Democratic member of Congress who has been a strong Biden supporter texted me in the middle of the debate a typical response. He said, "I am in a state of shock. He is diminished to an extent that has become undeniable."
The Supreme Court to issue more rulings this morning. Decision still out on presidential immunity. Charges for January 6th rioters and homeless encampments. The Oklahoma school superintendent requiring the Bible and the Ten Commandments be included in the state's public school curriculum for grades 5 through 12. This is ABC News. Off. Your risk of being hit by something falling from space is really, really low. You have a better chance of getting hit by lightning, but as we hear from ABC's Jim Ryan, the space junk risk is rising.
As slim as the chances are, it is still possible to be hit by space junk.
I felt it roll off my shoulder, and it hit the ground.
Lottie Williams was in a park in Tulsa in 1997 when it happened.
I just turned around to look, and I saw something dark laying there on the ground.
She wasn't hurt by that piece of a Delta II rocket, but the FAA estimates that with the proliferation of launches, the number of hazardous fragments surviving re-entry will rise to 28,000 per year by 2035. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
U.S. District Court calling a major penalty on the NFL Sunday ticket. The jury ruling that the NFL's program that allows fans to watch out-of-market games broke antitrust laws by artificially inflating prices. The league ordered to pay more than $4.7 billion in damages. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlin. A recall effort against Speaker Robin Voss is rejected. Thursday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission found organizers failed to collect enough valid signatures on the recall petition. Though commission staff had previously advised there were enough signatures to proceed, commissioners voted 4-2 to deny the recall effort. An apparent leak at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler said in a statement Wednesday a confidential draft document stating the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up an abortion case in the coming months was obtained by Wisconsin Watch. Ziegler says law enforcement has been asked to investigate. And steer clear of people offering cheap fixes for flood damage. The Better Business Bureau says criminals are out there looking to run off with your money by promising quick fixes that they don't intend to keep. If you do need to get flood repairs to your home, the BBB says contact a local trusted contractor. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 61. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 75 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high right around 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
For a ride, bye.
bye-bye.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jody Messina, bye-bye, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins this hour. Today in history, opening farm markets as well. Plus, we'll wrap up our spotlight on the Gilbertson family. They are the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch tomorrow. That will be at 9 o'clock from 9 to 1 at the Gilbertson Farm. And we're going to find out more about the Dunn County Dairy Brunch here coming up in about 10 minutes or so. While another monolith has appeared, this time in northern Colorado. The 8-foot-high metal structure was spotted in a Bellevue, Colorado field. Lori Graves, who owns the land in which the monolith was discovered, says many people have been asking, where did it come from? She says, I don't know, but I have an idea, but I'm not going to ruin the mystery. The discovery comes less than 3 weeks after a similar monolith was found in just north of Las Vegas. The Nevada monolith was removed by police and taken to an, quote, undisclosed location. We all know where it was taken to, Area 51.
Sir, regardless of what you may have read in the tabloids, there have never been any spacecraft recovered by our government. Take my word for it. There's no Area 51.
Okay.
There's no recovered spaceship.
Sure.
Excuse me, Mr. President. That's not entirely accurate.
Yeah, it's about it, too.
Which part?
Yeah, which part? All of it. Just saying. Here's Chris Young, and I'm coming over. Good morning, 912.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming. Phone telling me you miss me and that you're at home. Who knows what we are in the morning? All I know is I want you, so I'm coming. To hell with the closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light. To hell with the closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Young, I'm coming over. 9:15 on the way. We're going to talk with Kevin Gilbertson as we wrap up our spotlight on the Gilbertson Family Farm, the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch tomorrow. First, here's Terry Clark, an emotional girl. Good morning.
I've been looking at you, looking at me.
what you get is what you say. But underneath this cool exterior, a raging river flows. So before you get any nearer, I better let you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Completing our spotlight on the Gilbertson family. They are the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch Saturday from 9 until 1 here at the Gilbertson Farm just outside of Elk Mound. And Kevin joins us again. And Kevin, was it your family's idea to have a brunch or was that the promotions committee? I like that. We're going to go from 9 to 1. I don't have to get up so early.
Well, it was actually kind of my idea. I proposed it to the committee after we accepted the chance to host the breakfast, or now to brunch. My issue with dairy breakfasts is, as a dairy farmer, I can never get there on time to help. And when I decided to host it, I said, I got to get chores done before I can be ready for everybody. And then thirdly, it was like, you go to a dairy breakfast and what dairy products are there? It's eggs or pancakes, sausage, bacon, maple syrup. Yeah, they're all farmers. We've got to promote everybody, but let's do something that promotes more dairy products. So we're having grilled cheese sandwiches, deep-fried cheese curds, milk, ice cream cookies, just really trying to push the dairy products.
I love it. And again, you'll have the chores done, so you'll actually be able to enjoy the breakfast a little bit instead of, because when you start it, if it starts at 6:30 or 7, everybody starts showing up a half hour early to eat, and it's like, and you're still in the middle of doing chores. This way, you're going to be able to be with everybody right from the beginning.
Well, we hope to. Yep, absolutely. Have chores done, be relaxed, ready for everybody to come and enjoy the day.
So will there be tours of the farm? Are you going to be able to, are people going to be able to potentially see the robots? I understand that, you know, they're still working, you know, but will people have a chance to maybe even just look inside?
We'll have our barns open. We'll have areas where they can walk, see the cows, see the robots from a distance so they can see the cow flow. We can't, unfortunately, have people go in the robot room. That's going to disrupt the cow. She wants her routine. She wants to be left alone. And as soon as a strange person comes close by, they're just going to stop. So But what we're going to have is a connecting link between the two barns here. Our milk equipment dealer, Advanced Dairy, out of Spring Valley, they came out last week. They put a camera on a robot arm, and they recorded a robot working for, three, 4 hours. And they did that, plus they recorded simultaneously the milking information that the robot is recording at that time. And they're going to have that playing in a loop on TV screens, so you're able to stop and just watch and see how a robot actually works to milk a cow.
That is going to be awesome to be able to see. And will there, yourself, the entire family will be available to, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to have a lot of questions, not only on the robots, but on the farm in general, be able to be here, the veterinarian and that, to kind of answer some of those questions?
Yeah, we'll all be here. Yes, there's going to be lots of questions. I mean, we've given a lot of private tours since we built the facility. We understand that we're not the norm, but I hope I kind of hope that we're the future. I hope this is the way that the younger generations will want to farm in the future, because it's not the daily grind of milking cows. It's just running a business, running a dairy. We'll be here for questions.
And there'll be other activities as well here on the farm during the dairy brunch?
Yeah, Allison Dairyland will be here. We're also having hash browns. We want to think of another product to have with the grilled cheese, and potatoes are growing in Dunn County. So the Spudmobile will be here for kids to look at. We have a neighbor, the Pankoff family. They have a bunch of miniature animals, so they're going to bring some miniature animals in for the kids to see, miniature beef, miniature horses, some sheep. We'll bring some calves up here for the kids to see. And then there's a 4-H club going to have some kid activity. I'm not exactly sure what that is. And then just walk around. We'll have some spaces that are blocked off, but I want people just to be able to walk and see what we do.
And the reason they're blocked off is because there's the biosecurity. We've got to, we got to be, it's for the cow's protection, but also, like you mentioned, it's the routine. We got to keep the routine for the cows, and that's the reason, right?
Yep, that and safety. They're just places that you get a young family or young kids, you know how they can dart off quickly, and we got to make sure they're safe. I mean, we try to have everything with a cover on or the guards on or blocked off, but you never know. So we just got to, there's a few places we just want to keep the people away.
I guess I am going to ask, because I'm sure that there's going to be people that are watching the video on YouTube. Your daughter painted the picture. Now, is she going to do any type of painting for people, or would she do that? because I'm sure people are wondering. Oh, I wonder if Kevin's daughter would do another painting for me.
Actually, I think she does have an Instagram account or one of these. So I'm not on social media. She actually does do commission work for people, but she's so busy right now. She's actually down with Cena on an internship this summer, and she's a stout student yet, so she's busy. But yeah, she does do outside artwork. Okay. So
That's awesome. So come on out and join us here on Saturday. It's the Dunn County Dairy Brunch. That's right, it's a brunch starting at 9 o'clock. It'll go from 9 to 1 on Saturday here at the Gilbertson Farm just outside of Elk Mound. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our farm family spotlights all this June Dairy Month. I'm Brian Winnekins. You're listening to WRDN.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic.
Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holler at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16. And get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2:00. At a moment I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South sure shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. Got a mighty baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down, out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the Granger side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there, watching this. It's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down.
shines like gold down these old round bell river valley back roads, way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close, ditching this town and settling down. To the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close, ditching up town, putting roots down. Down here on the outskirts,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sam Hunt, Outskirts, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Mondovi Public Library holding their grand opening celebration tomorrow. Everything gets underway at 10 o'clock at the brand new library with a ribbon cutting. There'll be food, refreshments, music, too. It's the Mondovi Public Library's grand opening of their new library. That's tomorrow starting at 10. Let's run down today in history. For this June 28th, 1836, the fourth U.S. President James Madison passed away in Virginia. 1894, Labor Day becomes a federal holiday by an act of Congress. 1919, the Treaty of Versailles was signed in France. It officially ended World War I. French Field Marshal Foch, though, was not a fan of the treaty. He said, "This is not a treaty. This is just a 20-year armistice," and he was pretty darn close on that prediction. 1969, in an incident that would later become associated with the birth of gay rights, patrons at New York City's Stonewall Inn clashed with police. 1965, rather, Route 66, the Mother Road, was decertified as a United States highway. And, of course, now it's a historic U.S. highway through many of the original states. 1996, the Citadel's 153-year-old men-only policy came to an end after the South Carolina Military School voted to admit women. Remember this, 1997, Mike Tyson bit off part of Evander Holyfield's ear during the third round of a pay-per-view boxing bout in Vegas. Yeah, that was just kind of creepy. In 2009, famed TV pitchman Billy Mays passed away at the age of 50. He made his name loudly pitching household gadgets and products on TV infomercials, most notably ads for OxyClean. In 2010, Virginia Senator Robert Byrd passed away at the age of 92. He was the longest-serving senator and the longest-serving member of Congress in American history. He was first elected to the U.S. House back in 1952. In 2016, legendary Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt passed away. The winningest coach in NCAA basketball history died at the age of 64. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have our opening markets as they just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. July milk down 2 to 1954. August up 9 to 2033. September up 15 to 2050. October up 4 to 2034. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are higher. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher this morning. Some weakness in the corn markets helping to support the cattle. Also, still some expectation of higher cash markets yet this week. Hog markets are mixed. There was higher pork cutout values yesterday, helping to support some of the contracts, but there's still demand concerns. June live cattle up 92 cents to 195.10. August feeder cattle up 15 cents to 260.80. July hogs down 17 cents to 89.27. Chicago Board of Trade corn lower, soybean mixed, and wheat also mostly mixed. Now the trade's still waiting for that USDA quarterly grain stocks report. They're expecting the report to be bearish. They're also expecting increased planted acreage as well. July corn down 2.5 now to 411.25. New crop down 0.5 to 433.25. July beans up 1.75 to 1154, while new crop down 0.75 to 1104. Chicago wheat, July down 0.25 to 559.5. September now down 0.5 to 579. Minneapolis wheat still moving mostly higher. July up 1.5 to 612.25. September up 2.25 to 620.25. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age. The ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. And I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, my next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight. Eat a few more salads
and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything." Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything." I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hundred days to a hundred towns.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Laney Wilson, Hang Tight Highway. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there'll be a blood drive on July 8th at the Durand United Methodist Church. That will be from noon until 5. Now, if you'd like to make an appointment, just visit redcrossblood.org. That's redcrossblood.org. While a Detroit woman is suing Detroit's MGM Grand Casino. Why? Well, she won $127,000. At least she thought she won $127,000. The casino is refusing to pay her. Denise Azell won the prize playing a progressive blackjack on October 30th. The casino claims, though, no, we don't have to pay you because you are trespassing due to a panhandling incident in 2015. Ensel says that incident was all a misunderstanding and she was arguing with a cousin and not panhandling. The casino's not commenting on the situation. They don't want to give her the cash. Well, now a judge is going to have to decide.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old lie. Pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. He says, "Come be a star in the backseat of my car." Oh, but baby, slow down. You're going way too far. Clear to you, my dear. I'm out of here. Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a queen in a magazine. Now tell me.